If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
All right, how are you getting on? You well? And you well, beloved? How's things? You good? Welcome back to the podcast. It's me, Tony Cantwell, here, live from the Headstuff Podcast Network here in McGinnis Place. And I've got a very fucking juicy podcast for you today. I'm going to be telling you 10 things that I hate that most people like. And number 9 will shock you. No, I don't think any of them will shock you. And it'll probably come as no surprise because I'm always shouting on this podcast. But what I talk about before then, Feb is coming to an end. There's daffodils sprouting up everywhere. It must be March. We had a nice little bit of a mild. I'm not talking about the fucking weather. I'm not talking about the weather, right? Do you know what? We're budgeting at the moment, right? We're budgeting. Finally, we don't really budget, and we're budgeting. I want to start paying into a pension. All that boring shit, right? I want to start trying to figure a way out to do that because, you know, I might not. I will do this forever, but it might not. I will be doing this forever, but it might not happen. So I realize I have to start paying a pension. So we're budgeting so we can figure out how to pay our pensions. And we did this like budget, did absolutely everything. So we're taking into account, okay, like, do we get birthday cards for people? How many birthday cards do we normally buy? If we're going to someone's house, do we bring a gift? How much are we going to allocate for that? Terry did an amazing budget. And then I went out and bought a new pair of Clarks and a gold watch. I'm shaking it here. Now, I could use the watch for stand-up. I need to use the watch for stand-up. I was inspired by Shane, Daniel Byrne, which you'll probably see, actually. You probably saw on last week's Young Hot Guys podcast, is that the gold Casio. They're not the most expensive watch in the world, but I needed something to tell me how long I've been on stage because I'm going up on stage and I've been getting some lights flashed at me. I'm like, get off stage. So I need to become aware of how long I'm on the stage. So there was that. And then I don't like going up on stage with dirty shoes, so I bought some new shoes. So it's all business expense. But I tell you, coming in after we're budgeting and I'm there with these fucking Clark's Wallabies or whatever they are and a gold watch. Didn't look good. But Terry just laughed. What else been going on? I mean, I know I've been talking about this a lot, but I'm really striving to improve the longevity. I need to get off the vapes. Look, I'm still hooked on the vapes. All right, if you didn't know, when are these goddamn cowards in the Dáil Éireann going to save my lungs from the nicotine, from suckling upon the nicotine? Right? Those goddamn Mr. Varadkar, man, rather than go over to that goddamn gabshin, Joe Biden, that warmonging, I don't like using this word, but cunt over there. You know what side your bread is buttered on regards Palestine. Instead of going over there and sucking his Mickey, how about you ban the vapes? You ban the vapes, because I can't control it. I can't control. You know, I did everything you're supposed to do to quit vapes. I bought 4 Blu-rays instead of buying vapes for a week. You know, but I just need to, it just has to be, I suppose, somewhat uncomfortable, doesn't it? Doesn't improvement and longevity just have to start with you being moderately uncomfortable now? So watch this space for that. What I have cooking for you today, though, is I am going to set a timer, right? And I'm only giving myself 3 minutes and I'm going to rant about 10 things that I don't like. And I'm only giving them 3 minutes each, right? If some go over, I'm going to have to fucking cull, right? But that's all I'm giving myself because I could keep going. And these are things that most people like, but I have, not that I necessarily hate, but I have no interest in. And they're quite popular things. Okay, so here we're going to kick it off. All right, kicking it off. Set the timer, go. Gin. I don't like gin. Gin makes me incredibly sad. I have cried. The only times I cry when I'm drunk is when I've had gin. If I go to your house and there's a gin and tonic, I don't like it. I don't like the taste of it. I also don't think I like quince. Maybe it's also quince. I do not like the aniseedy taste of a gin. I think I also had a bad experience drinking some Cork dry gin when I was a kid. You know that when you would just like dip in, and gin's an easy one to like top back up because the color doesn't dilute. But if there's a dusty old bottle of gin that's just been sitting in Darren McGann's dad's little alcohol bar, right? What would you call it? His little alcohol alcove, right? We'd be tucking into it and then refilling the bottle up. And I would think it was on gin when I was getting sick in the toilet and my mates took a picture of me and sent it to a girl. And said, he likes you. And like, that wouldn't be like the best foot forward, I'd say. I know you're trying to help me and you can't be getting Michelle. You know, mates can be like that. All right, look, you've been faffing around this for ages. All right, do you like him? Do you like her? Just me. Just me. Those were the good old days when you had no whole. So you would integrate yourself into the whole of another person, into the drama of the whole of another person. Oh, what a way to live. But gin for me, I wouldn't like a gin cocktail. Our Negroni's gin, I don't like them. I don't think I need 3 minutes for this. I think I'm going to save this and I'm going to move on to my next topic. I don't like gin. All right, number two, cars. Cars are fucking shit. Cars are shit. Cars are boring. Like, I don't mind driving, but I really could not give a flying fuck about what car that I'm driving in. They shouldn't be allowed. We shouldn't have cars. It is a bad solution to a transport problem. There should be rails. There should be rails everywhere. A train should be a mile long. Maybe the whole rail is a train and it keeps moving and you have to jump onto it. There's so many deaths caused by cars. There are more deaths than anything caused by car accidents. It is so dangerous. It's so hard to fucking get and everything to do with cars. Getting the license to drive a car. Getting the learner's permit. Doing the 12 mandatory lessons. Getting your NCT. Fueling up a fucking car. Getting the tax. Getting insurance. Having claims on a car. Like, hit my fucking car. I don't give a shit about it. I don't want to know who you are, fellow car driver. Don't take my details. I don't want to give you my details. This is boring. This is so boring. Cars are so boring. Horsepowers of cars are incredibly boring. And I do not believe, maybe if you know a lot about cars, maybe you can feel a different fucking torque or whatever shit of a, or the rev of an engine. People who make their cars loud. People who make them obnoxious, people who drive big cars. It's so boring and uninteresting. I'm into Teslas because they have a telly in there. And I fantasize about when I have to bring my young fella to like football or whatever, when he's older, that I can sit in my nice heated Tesla, maybe someday down the line, and just watch something on the telly. That is the only advance that I see. The idea of self-driving cars appeals to me quite a lot. It looks to be safer. It looks to be, you know, the faff of driving, and you know, you still have the fucking maintenance and all that and all the tax, but I don't know why this is the best thing we could think of, is these cars and everyone having a car and the pollution of a car. It is a bad solution to a fairly easy problem, that either we build places closer together or we just build a big fucking train and we have rails everywhere. I don't care about Ferraris. I don't care about Formula One. I mean, I watch sometimes if it's a, I don't know, I don't care about it. It looks fast, but it's not as fast as when you actually see it. It doesn't look that fast when you're watching it on the telly. And when you go see it live, it zooms by so fast that you miss it. I do not understand our obsession with cars. I find them, yeah, as I said before, incredibly boring. Right, I didn't even need 3 minutes for that. All right, moving on. Similar here to cars. Starting the timer again. Carrots. I hate carrots. They have the texture of wood, a sweet wood. And my wife puts them in everything, and I don't. And they're always left of the bowl. And she's like, "Did you like that?" I'm like, "Yeah." And I never say it. I do not like carrots, and I do not like the false. Do you know what it is? It's the false promise. If you eat your carrots, you can see at night. What bullshit? What fucking bullshit? How dare you lie to me like that? What next? I eat my cauliflower, I can fucking fly. I eat my broccoli, I can shoot, you know, I can pop Wolverine claws out. Stop exploiting the dreams of a child becoming a superhero and co-opting that by shilling this fucking, this carrot agenda, right? They taste the same raw as they do cooked. They never enhance anything other than maybe just filling you up by bulking out a fried rice, maybe a chili or maybe a bolognese. The texture is like fucking wood. We are not supposed to be eating it. It is not normal. It is foreign to the mouth. I wince every time I have to swallow a carrot, and I like every food. There's nothing you can do with it. My wife even does like a delicious kind of miso glaze of a carrot, makes it all tasty with a lovely cooked chicken. I'll eat it, but I'm not happy about it. There's probably, you pick a food, and I'll tell you, I'd prefer that on my plate than a carrot. Crisps, you know, fucking fish. Even if I have chicken and they're like, do you want fish instead of the carrots? Yeah. Do you want trout? Do you want Sundströmming, the rancid fish that comes in a tin? I'll give it a shot if you're replacing the carrot. Peas, I don't mind. Like, and the maintenance of it all, they get floppy, you know? They're there for a while, you're chopping them. Then you're chopping them down and you're like, okay, I'm going to chop them 1 centimeter. And then by the time you get down to the end of the carrot, because it's skinny at the bottom, you're like, oh, fuck, these are tiny. And these big bits at the top are going to take ages to cook, and these are going to be cooked in a second. There's no easy way of cooking them as well. Like, you can't bang them in the air fryer. There's no way of slutting them up. You wouldn't have a deep fried carrot. I mean, I might eat a carrot as a way to spoon like fatty hummus into myself, but there is no way of slutting up a carrot. I think they're gross. I think we're all fucking fooling ourselves. They don't improve your eyesight at night. I've got fucking glasses. I can't see shit. I can't see shit. I get into bed with my son, I'm feeling around for my phone, and my fingers are end up going up his fucking nose because I can't see shit in the dark. Okay. That's 3 minutes on carrots. Okay. Like, can we just get over it? Good on the rabbits and all that. What's up, Doc? That's great. Not for me. All right, next one. Rap music. It's not that I actively dislike rap music, but it's a very popular thing that a lot of people like that's everywhere that I don't really like. I'm sorry. I like 10 Tupac songs. I like 5 Dr. Dre songs. I like 5 Snoop Dogg songs. I liked probably 20 Eminem songs. I'm not going back to it. I'm not going back to the well. I also felt like when they were rapping, when Eminem was rapping, it was like, okay, well, he's actually got something to say. He's got a lot of depth to this whole thing. Tupac just had this unbelievable flow and the beats were just great. Snoop Dogg's actually not a great rapper, in my opinion. I mean, I like a lot of songs off Doggy Style, but rap now, I just don't get it. I don't get the... I don't like that kind of fucking triplet trap shit, and I find it very similar. And how can I fucking throw stones the amount of fucking emo music that I listen to? But, you know, there's 1,000 ways you can talk about a broken heart. But I don't really care what you're wearing. I don't care what you're drinking. Also, all the kind of doom, doom, doom. And I'm a very good rapper, you know. I would believe that I have pretty decent flow. I like some of the Irish hip hop, but I would just not ever feel in the mood to listen to rap ever. I have kind of chance encounters where I would try and listen to a bit of rap, or maybe like educate myself, listen to Della. So I went for a big long walk. I did this thing for like a week where I was going on big long walks in the morning, doing a 10K walk and listening to 2 albums, right, on Spotify, full albums I hadn't heard before. I listened to De La Soul, like, this is great. Tribe Called Quest, great. No desire to ever listen to it again. It just hasn't permeated me in the same way, you know? I just think that it's lacking a bit of substance, and maybe it's just too accessible broadly. There are, of course, amazing rappers, and there are incredible artists, and there's incredible hip-hop, and there's incredible R&B. But actual just straight rap, it just... I like when they use like a bit of rap to like add a bit of character to like a film character, you know, like to set the tone. I think that's great. It's always good to hear like rap. I don't know, like you're playing Spider-Man And all of a sudden, it's all this kind of like sweeping music when you're playing as Peter Parker. And then you're Miles Morales and everything has got like a trip hop beat. Great. Love it. Do it. It adds to the ambience. I like rap as a tool for ambience. But I just don't know what it is. I have no desire to usually ever go back and listen to rap or hip hop. If you think you can convince me otherwise, if you think there are some essential albums that I should have in my regular rotation, the sort of like good rap that you would hear like in a skate shop when you're growing up as a kid and you're like, this isn't Dr. Dre, what is this? And it's like Tribe Called Quest or something. I'm happy to entertain. If it's the sort of rap that you might hear in a skateboarding video for a black skater, give it to me. I'd lap that shit up. And if you think it's something that I should keep in my regular rotation, let me know. You know, I'm also accepting playlists of particularly good rap that I will never not be able to listen to. I just don't know what it is. I'm sorry. All right, next one. Puzzles. Fucking hate puzzles. I hate puzzles. I hate riddles. I hate anything that someone set up that they knew the answer and they made up something. They just made up something so that, like, they made up something that wasn't clear and gave clues to something. Like, what's the fucking point? What is the point? I like Wordle sometimes, right? But I do not like puzzles, and I particularly hate riddles. I've talked about this before. The idea that you can just come up with something and think that it has some tenuous link, you know? Remember a riddle one time? Someone told me, our teacher told us. He said, a man is stuck in a concrete room. There's no windows. There's no door. He is just encased in this concrete room. The only thing in the room is a table, an apple, and a knife. How does he get out of the room? And the answer to the riddle was, he cuts the apple in half, puts it together, makes a hole, and jumps through the hole. Maybe he didn't mean to say jumps through the hole, but he did. And I'm like, what the fuck is that shit? Why'd you waste my time? Why'd you waste my time? What a waste of oxygen. It contributes nothing other than annoyance. I hate puzzle games. I hate when there's fucking puzzles. I hate when I'm playing like Resident Evil and there's like a green card for the green door and a red card for the red door and I have the red card now and then only one of the door closes. Everything. Yeah, fuck off. Let me shoot something. For God's sake, let me shoot a fucking zombie in the head. I hate puzzles. I hate puzzle games. I hate puzzle games that mess with your kind of perspective. I never find it satisfying. I do not. Maybe it's the ADHD thing, but it irks me to think that long for something. I do not have the focus. I do not have the time. I do not like crosswords. I used to like word searches when I was a kid. I don't like them anymore. I don't like mazes. I find mazes a fucking faff. I don't even like jigsaws. I don't like any puzzle. I just think that there are beautiful ways of communicating information, whether that be in poetry or song or in stand-up or in prose, not in a puzzle. Not in a puzzle. That's not a way of communicating anything. You have just purposely complicated things. You have made the next hour of my life difficult. I don't find it satisfying when I get it. What I did like, though, if you can call this a puzzle, we did these cold case file games where you basically get like a cold case file for a missing person or a deceased person. And you have to go through the forensic evidence, the interviews, and it's like 60 sheets in this thing. And you put them all out on the floor. You feel like a real fucking detective. I've enjoyed doing those with my wife. And on that, I will say another thing that I do not like. That's the timer going off. On that, though, I do enjoy playing those games. What I do not like is true crime documentaries. I don't like them. I find them so samey. And unless it's a good story, I did listen to Serial. I found that kind of music that led into it a little bit in bad taste, to be honest. I do not like just the kind of like, dum, 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 dum. Like, I know this is a mystery and we're feeling all fucking Poirot about this and it's all light with plucked strings of a sound, you know, and it's light, but there's people who are fucking dead here and I don't think you're giving this the gravity that it deserves. And then, you know, unless it's like Making a Murder, great. Like, you know, that's a story. There's a story there. There's a story there. And I don't like any true crime documentary that if I actually just Google what happened, I know the whole reveal is gone. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's The Making a Murder has twists and turns and a lot of incredible archive footage. What was the one with your man? You know,
Beverly Hills.
What was your man? What was it? The Jinx. Great. They actually interviewed the guy. And then, spoiler, skip ahead 15 seconds for the Jinx. They fucking catch him. They themselves solve the crime. Great. But Amazon popping up, American fucking nightmare, American murder of the woman, the online murder, you know, the fucking hatchback killer, you know. If you are literally just drawing out, for the sake of titillation, the process of the list of murders that have happened, that's not good filmmaking. It's not interesting. Unless you have something there. Most true crime documentaries are absolute dog shit. And I actually do think that the level of courtesy that is given to people's titillation in enjoying true crime documentaries and that kind of thing, like this kind of like, oh, that's fucking dark, and oh, I'm kind of getting a bit of a fucking buzz. I'm actually entertained and I'm enjoying this. The kind of courtesy that you give to that is not given to like, look, I'll fucking say it, like sexy cartoon animals. Do you know what I mean? If you're allowing people the kind of public, the brazenness of being titillated by a murder, that, oh, I can't, like, I, you know, if you're drawing Lola Bunny or you're drawing Lala, you're doing that for a reason. In the same way a true crime is doing something for a reason, in a different part of your brain, mind you, you know. If you're doing that to titillate someone in a weird way, then, you know, I just don't think the courtesy. I think one is judged and one isn't, you know. Or if something's sexy, I think that's judged more, you know. It's kind of inappropriately sexy is judged more than something that's the buzz you're getting off something that's, you know what I mean? The kind of the excitement that people get from watching true crime documentaries, I think it's accepted. And maybe it should be accepted, but can we pass on a bit of that grace to the other fucking kinks people have? So true crime documentaries is another one. Okay, I'll just fucking level with you here. The Premiership. I'm going to start the timer. I hate the Premiership. All right. I know I do my footy Friday. Well, my footy chance. They're actually coming back. I'm not going to just do them on Friday. I enjoy doing footy chants. I enjoy the nostalgia of talking about Premier League cards. I like the look of football jerseys. I love that my brother is a diehard Liverpool fan, Andy Cantwell, on YouTube. I'm technically a Liverpool fan because he's told me to be, you know? And I watch sometimes the highlights when we win. Hey. I like that we're doing well now. Have I seen a single match? No. I don't know who Darwin Nunez is. You know, I don't know who anyone is. I don't know any of these people. I find them utterly forgettable. I find matches so incredibly boring. I don't mind watching international matches if it's a tournament, but I won't even turn it on for the fucking Irish squad now anymore. You know, it's if a team are losing, they're probably going to lose. If a team scores two goals, right, the other team's going to lose. And don't fucking tell me, but what about fucking Istanbul or any of that shit, right? For my time to be spent on something, I would say 99.999% of football matches, when the person's losing, they lose, I would say, right? If they're losing by the second half, by two goals, right? It's 90 fucking minutes. Why? So they can pass it around fucking loads more? Goals are boring. Goals are fucking boring. There are some Irish goals or some fucking absolute fucking strikes or some incredible, you know, little dink, little nutmeg that sometimes looks good. But for the most part, I would say, again, 99.99% of football highlights are extraordinarily boring. And they're a bunch of fucking liars. They're a bunch of liars. Like the diving and all. Like if Cristiano Ronaldo was playing five-a-side and there was no ref there, we know he wouldn't dive. We know he wouldn't dive. We know this. And the fact that every single time they try and argue with their, I have never seen a footballer ever in the history of football, ever, and I don't think it's ever happened, argue with a ref and change their mind, ever. I don't think footballers should be allowed to talk to the ref. I think he should be in his own fucking bubble. I think he should be going around absorbing through a match and they can't fucking touch him. And if he gets in the way, then I don't care. If he happens to be zorbing past a goal and, you know, a shot fucking bounces straight off that was going straight in the goal, whatever, give him the goal. But I think they should be protected. And I mean, what else can I say? It also just, I'm going to pause this for a second because I have a few more things to say about this. It's also just permeated the culture. And everyone hates each other because of it. Everyone slags each other. My mate Jamie, he's a Chelsea fan. And he wanted Chelsea to lose against City so that Liverpool wouldn't win the league. The amount of fucking, like, what's the fucking point of all? What's the point of any of this? Why are we doing this? Like, we hate each other. Why are we having a go at each other? The amount of slags that are happening on the WhatsApp group. And I'm like, can we just be nice to each other? What's going on here? Can we just compliment each other? After you post another fucking gif of of someone putting the Liverpool crest in the bin that says, put shit Liverpool in the bin, Joe. Can you not give one of us a fucking compliment? Do you know what I mean? And you know how important it is to Omar that Liverpool do well. And so when Liverpool lose in such a tragic way and he's already sad, how are we allowed to hop on? How are you fucking possibly thinking of hopping on right now? You know how important it is to him. Good for your team. Good for your team. Like, I feel like it comes from a false place as well. I don't think it comes from a genuine place. I think the kind of football banter and laying it on people comes from a fake place. I think it comes from, what would someone who was mean say now? I don't think it comes from, I actually want to say this to the person, you know? Maybe it does. Maybe people are just awful. I think it's awful. But again, if you want to send me to Anfield again, Annie Brands, you know, or send me a New Jersey, great. Thank you very much. And Footy Friday will be returning. But I find it a complete waste of time. And I find it incredibly boring. And it's a boring game to play. I think most people are doing fuck all during a match most of the time. Like, they can go for 90 minutes because, to be honest, most of them are doing fucking nothing. And goalkeepers are doing nothing. And goals are boring.
Get ready to celebrate with us as Head Stuff hits a remarkable milestone. That's right, it's our 10-year anniversary and we want to celebrate with you. To mark this special occasion, we're rolling out the red carpet with exciting surprises. For a limited time only, you can subscribe to Head Stuff Plus at headstuffpodcast.com and enjoy a 14-day free trial to access ad-free bonus content from all the shows on the network. And if you're already a member, you'll get 20% off all merch from your favourite shows. Thank you for 10 years of support from all the team at Headstuff.
That's the premiership there. All right, another one here. Sun holidays. I don't get it. I don't get it. Firstly, the sun, look, they're trying to tell us something, right? It's too hot. You should in no way have to be slathering yourself up in fucking in oil. Just to in lotion, just to be able to go outside, right? Then you've got sunglasses, which you're going to lose, right? You're just going to lose your sunglasses. You're never going to wear that fedora again, ever. And I'm all for people and, you know, showing their true identity on a holiday, but you're never wearing that fedora again. It's a waste of money. Everyone looks stupid, right? Everyone looks stupid in shorts. Everyone looks stupid. Well, you're just wearing your regular t-shirt. You're just wearing your fucking regular Ireland jersey and then Hawaiian shorts. You look stupid. Everyone looks fucking stupid. Everyone looks stupid not wearing socks. We're all walking around in our Havaianas. Everyone looks dumb and everyone's too warm. And, you know, I mean, I like going to the beach and all, and I like when it's a sunny day, but sun holidays, going there just to be going somewhere fucking scorching hot. I'm out of water. You can never drink the fucking tap water anywhere. Like, what are they doing? Going to put you somewhere too hot. Going to have it so that you have to cover yourself in lotion because you're going to get burned. It's too hot. You're going to get burned. You can't drink the water and the mozzies are trying to kill you unless you cover yourself in fucking petrol. Cover yourself in DEET. Do you know why DEET works? Because it stinks so much that the mozzies won't touch you. It's like covering yourself in shit. Being like, maybe if they think I've lost my fucking mind, these mozzies will leave me alone. And they'll eat you, and then they'll eat you in your fucking sleep, and then you'll be in some Airbnb in fucking Spain or in France, and you have to go to the shop, and it's too hot, and the only bottles of water they sell are 3 fucking liters, and they have that little handle on top that's too skinny, and it's bent into your fingers, And because you're trying to show off to your in-laws, you're like carrying like four of them and your fingers are going to fucking fall off and no one can get the aircon working and you just hear through your ear. I do not understand it whatsoever. I don't understand why we can't just go to like heated balconies and drink cocktails, you know, in the cold. I don't like shorts as well, as I keep saying, you know, and it's not fucking hygienic. Like you're all, everyone looks fucking dirty. Everyone looks dirty. Everyone's sweaty. You got sun cream in your hair. You got out of what? You got out of the sea or the pool and you just hang your shorts up on a wall and they're going to dry. You're just going to put them back on. That's not fucking clean. It's dirty. That's dirty. No one's washing their shorts. I mean, this is not for me. This is not for me. Sun holidays. All right, two more here. Right, dogs. I'm sorry. Look, let me tell you about my history of dogs, okay? I used to love dogs. I loved the film All Dogs Go to Heaven. I loved Homeward Bound. I pleaded with my mom to get us a dog, right? And I said, oh, don't worry, I'll do everything. I'll do everything. I'll look after it. I'll clean it. And I pleaded. I even said to her, before I was born, I wanted a dog. And she's like, fucking hell, chill the fuck out here, right? Eventually, I came home one day and she had a dog. And, you know, one of my biggest regrets is that I had such big feelings that I couldn't quite get across that I said I didn't want to because it was so big, such big feelings. Now, luckily, my auntie, my cousins were able to take the dog, you know, but I'll be lying if I said I didn't have a lot of remorse sitting with the dog and playing the dog. And that was a lovely dog. It was a gorgeous dog. And I've always loved dogs. But recently, I'm finding myself annoyed by dogs. And not even dogs, not their fault, but dog owners. I think something has changed. I think there's been a trend changed. And I don't think people look after dogs the way they used to. I don't think people discipline dogs the way they used to. I don't think they give the dogs the structure and the structure and the care that is required to have an obedient dog. I hate the fact that people buy brand new dogs. I hate the ego associated with getting a quote unquote fresh dog and thinking that, you know, you'll raise it to the best of, you know, that you'll leave your imprint on it. You don't want the other imprint of another owner when there's fucking hundreds of dogs in a kennel. I hate breeding farms. I hate puppy farms. I hate all that shit. I think back in the day, dogs were like, you know, families would get a dog. Not that you have to be in a family, but families would collectively, between the four of them or five of them or however big was in the family, have the time to look after the dog and raise the dog. Maybe the dad would take it on weekends and go for walks or whatever was required. Dogs were taught tricks, you know, dogs were taught like obedience. Dogs were given the structure to know how to like be calm and not be scared all the time. And I think dogs now are just going for fucking kids and they don't, they're going for smaller dogs. I think some people have dogs that are too big for them. And I think most people don't have the time to properly raise their dog. And now I find that when I see a dog, my first instinct is like, ah, get away from me. And I don't like that because I love dogs growing up. But right now I'm just not liking dogs because most dogs I'm finding at the moment are kind of dickheads, to be honest. You know, there's families who look after the dogs and they raise the dogs well. And there's single people I know. I've got friends who are like single order in relationships that don't have kids that raise their dogs well. I know all that. But there's also a lot of people who just really just don't have the time for the dog, or they leave the dog and the dog to be going spare. And maybe that is better than them being in a pound, probably is, you know. But I find that dogs used to be chill and they used to shit white. And now they're not chill and they shit brown. So, all right, last thing. Okay, set the timer again. Books. Books are whack. No, books aren't whack. I would love to be able to read, be a voracious. People use that word. I'm a voracious reader. Don't fuck my book. I don't know what voracious means. Do not fuck this book. I know it might look sexy. I know you think you might be able to like open the middle of it and put your Mickey in it, but it's not going to happen. Do not voracious anything to do with my book. I'd love to become a voracious reader, but I do not have the patience for it. I feel like And I feel like that's not my fault because I can do most things, but I can't read books. I can read and I can write and I can sing and I listen to audiobooks. I call it reading when I'm listening to an audiobook, as you know. I've always found it difficult reading fiction because for whatever reason, I always picture the male protagonist as Matt LeBlanc and I've never been able to shake that. It's always Matt LeBlanc in no matter what. You know, Professor Robert Langdon from Da Vinci Code was also Matt LeBlanc in my head, even though he's Tom Hanks. And I, you know, I've always struggled with reading the books. I've always felt kind of like, oh, and I've seen, looked at how many pages. I've never been captured by a book. I've never been wrapped up in the prose of a book. My attention span drifts every single paragraph. And I go back and it's a chore and it's a bore. The Da Vinci Code is probably one of the only books I've gotten through quickly because every chapter is 3 minutes and there's a bit of smokiness that comes with that finishing a chapter. And also every chapter has a cliffhanger at the ending, at the end of it. In fact, I even asked ChatGPT to compile all the cliffhangers at the end of chapters for The Da Vinci Code. And it was like over 200 there. That's too many. That's too many cliffhangers. That's a bad book. But I would like to read properly. I would like to read, you know, proper articles, long form. But I just have not at the moment been able to flex that attention span. I much prefer playing video games, to be perfectly honest. And I don't think that's either or, like, oh, either you like books or either you like video games. I know a lot of people who are very successful in both. But I'm able to tap completely into that and focus directly into that. I also don't like reading too much fucking faff. If you have to pick up like a journal in a video game, I don't like that. Not too fond of that. But yeah, books, I think, is there not a better system? Is there not a better system that isn't audiobook? Like, can we not summarize the book? I know that's, you know, everyone's talking about fucking prose or whatever, but I don't know. I've never liked books. And maybe it's the ADHD, but I don't like books and I'm sick of feeling stupid that I don't read books. So I'm done with that shit. I know the difference though between people who read books and don't read books. And it is quite significant in language, in intelligence, in general knowledge. You know, if you read books, great. If you're a writer, great. It's hard. And I'm, you know, it's impressive, but you know, I'm actually, you know what it is? I have a bit of a chip on my shoulder because I always felt stupid because I couldn't read books because I never had the attention span. And it's probably the ADHD, to be honest. I'm not going to blame that on everything, but I would reckon not having the attention span to read words might be something to do with it. So I was always annoyed at books that made me feel stupid. People would ask me what my favorite book was. I would say The Usborne Guide to the Supernatural. And they'd always laugh, but it's a really great book. It's got like werewolves, it's got vampires, zombies. It's got a whole list of them. So look, there's 10 things that, not that I necessarily hate, but there are 10 things that most people like that I don't. They include gin, the premiership, cars, carrots, rap music, puzzles, books, sun holidays, dogs, and true crime documentaries. So look, shots fired. If you have any pieces of evidence that would convince me otherwise or could turn me around on those things, I would very welcome willing it. If there's a way of slutting up a carrot, deep frying it in some capacity to actually make it good, let me know. If there's a sun holiday that is mozzie free, a beautiful location where there are parasols around that you don't need to lather yourself up in sun cream, let me know. If there's a dog that you know who's actually quite sound, even though their owner is a bit of a prick, prove me wrong. But anyway, look, that's been the podcast. Thanks very much for listening. Thank you very much to Headstuff for having me here and all of my beloved listeners and viewers of this on YouTube. But you know what? If you've been a bit of a lapsed fan recently and you haven't been, you've been maybe subscribing to the Patreon but then stopped, may I recommend going over to Headstuff Plus, where we're still doing this and video podcast every single Friday. Most recent episode I had, I was actually reviewing all of my teachers from my primary school and telling you stories from first class all the way up to sixth class. I was giving you bad dating advice. I did an episode where I compiled 30 of the best pickup lines and I reviewed them and tried them out for myself. So you can check that out. It's a really good pod over there, the old bonus Cantwell shit show, and you can listen to it over on Headstuff Plus. All the best. Bye-bye.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network. a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.